B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, 3:47, Mike Missinelli Show. As we try to live through the Philadelphia Eagles' offensive woes at wide receiver. We thought it was going to be okay with the return of DeSean Jackson, and now he's headed for surgery, or actually had the surgery today. And there are a lot of people that think he can come back. I doubt it. But let's get the lowdown from the man who studies these kind of cases nationwide in the NFL, former sports orthopedist for the San Diego Chargers, and now still practicing and observing everything else, Dr. David Chow. Dr. Chow, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about DeSean. And the last time we talked to you, they were headed to the Dallas game. And your opinion at the time was that he might be able to play against Dallas. And he didn't wind up not playing against Dallas, but they unwrapped him last week, and boom, and apparently the muscle tears off the bone. So what are we talking about? The injury we're talking about is called what exactly?
Well, we've been saying it even before the Dallas game when we chatted, a core muscle injury. Another word for it is a variation of a sports hernia or athletic pubalgia, where it's somewhere between where the groin muscle and the abdominal muscle meets at the pubic bone. And that's what is injured in these cases. And it's hard for a speed guy like this to play with it. And I'll give it to him. He tried, but honestly, and hindsight is always 20/20, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not suggesting that DeSean Jackson did something wrong. I'm not suggesting that the Eagles medical staff did anything wrong. But obviously, as you look back on it, I think everyone in Philadelphia wishes, well, why didn't we just have the surgery earlier? But hindsight's 20/20, and it's a hard thing for this type of athlete to play through. Kudos to him that he tried, but sometimes surgery is not the most conservative thing in terms of getting a player back.
Now, you were of the opinion that rest would enable him to play. How do you feel about it now? Had he gotten the surgery, do you believe he would have been able to play by this time?
Actually, I thought that all along, and I think a month ago I wrote an article that he's playing through something or trying to play through something that he's ultimately going to need surgery on. I thought surgery was always on the table, but it seemed very clear to me that DeSean Jackson / the Eagles were targeting that Cowboys game to try and play through and give it a try. And if you look at my tweets and from the ProFootball.com website, even for this game on Sunday, I said, okay, this is what they're targeting, and this is their last chance. If he can't make this one, the surgery is going to come, and let's hope he can. And then obviously he played only a few plays in the first series, and even Monday when the head coach was saying it was all precautionary, he's fine, I was posting and tweeting saying, I'm not so sure. Even if he didn't make it worse, at some point, you know, you have to fold your hand, right? You can't keep putting more money into a bad poker hand.
All right, so let's go back. Because there are some reports that they recommended the surgery early on when it happened, after the first game of the year, and he elected not to have it. Now, I know I've read in Pro Football Doc one of your articles that obviously surgery is ultimately up to the player. So, like, where how is a situation like that usually handled?
Well, I can't speak for the Eagles, and I would assume they're doing something similarly. How I would have handled it as the team physician is, here's my recommendation, but more importantly, here is why my recommendation is what it is. And it might have gone something like this. Yes, indeed, I get it, DeSean. You have never had surgery before, but this surgery is, you know, here are the chances of it helping you. This is how reliable it is or isn't. This would be the rehab and recovery. Of course, in a good case scenario, maybe in a couple of weeks with some rest and rehab, you can come back. But in a bad case scenario, this could linger all the way through. And the risks and benefits of surgery would be this. And surgery would have provided a little bit of a stopgap, right? I mean, now in retrospect, I'm not saying DeSean Jackson's decision-making process was wrong in week two, But certainly, if you would have known where he would be at in week 9/10, he probably wishes he would have done the surgery. The decision at the time was, I've never had surgery before. It is not a guaranteed to work out. I think I can get better with rehab. It's not that bad. But the problem is he's a speed and quickness guy. And those are the ones that are most affected by the core muscle injuries. And I probably would have explained that to him and then let him decide. That's all you can do. You can't force someone to have surgery. And no one has a crystal ball. Look, I think there's a part of your Eagles audience that if DeSean Jackson, after a week 1 excellent outing, and word got out that he decided to have surgery, missed the next 6 weeks on something where there was a chance he could have gotten better with rehab, would have been screaming bloody murder. Why are you sitting him down? We need him. And why is he not toughing it out and playing through? So looking back at it, the answer is always clear.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, so I'm getting the impression you would have maybe recommended surgery. And then when would you have told him that he would be guaranteed to come back from a surgery like this? With the normal rehab and all that stuff.
Understand that I have not examined DeSean Jackson nor looked at his MRIs.
Right.
But reading the tea leaves from afar, yes, I thought early on that surgery was a good option. And as the weeks grew on, I started saying even a month ago that I felt it was inevitable to have it. And as far as the recovery, look, the surgeon that does this often says 4 to 6 weeks. That's not reality. 4 to 6 weeks to return to host a radio show? Yeah. 4 to 6 weeks to return to be an orthopedic surgeon? Absolutely. 4 to 6 weeks to get on a football field? Yes, I think that happens. But it's usually longer than that to be an elite wide receiver who relies on speed and quickness to get open. So I would take the over on the initial thoughts of 4 to 6 weeks, and a lot of national media has jumped on that. And now they're almost, I think, going a little bit too far with his season is done, period, end of story. I don't know that his season is done, period, end of story. Is it possible for a late season comeback and certainly a playoff comeback? I think yes. Is it guaranteed? No.
You're talking about right now with the surgery right now. You're thinking it's possible that he could come back.
But not
likely.
Well, I mean, the man is just having the surgery, right? And you got to see where it is. I mean, I would say that he could come back at 85% to 90% healthy in 6 to 8 weeks. So, will he come back? I don't know, right? If the Eagles stay in it, it becomes more enticing, especially if they can get to the playoffs. And will the Eagles and or DeSean Jackson decide to play through and feel like he can help the team if he's 85 or 90% in 6 or 8 weeks?
All right,
I don't think he's going to be 100%.
Yeah, and that's not good. So the last question is this. Was there a chance that he could have missed the entire season, even if he had the surgery early?
Well, certainly, because weird things can happen. Maybe they find something that's worse. Maybe, God forbid, there's an infection that can happen at the time of surgery. Maybe something doesn't go smooth or as anticipated. That is not the expectation, but that certainly is a possibility.
But barring that, the normal recovery of this injury, he would have been able to play, like, at the very least, week 10.
I would have said there would be a very high likelihood that he would have been playing week 10 if he had the surgery week 2.
Okay.
Not a guarantee, but a high likelihood. And this is kind of what I'm saying about the poker analogy. Sometimes you're better off folding your hand and playing the next round, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes surgery isn't the worst thing. You're looking at it saying, look, if there's a chance I can get better, maybe I should, you know, keep going here. And I get how players and teams and people can be fooled. So I'm not trying to be critical of DeSean Jackson or the Eagles at all in their decision-making process. I'm just sort of talking through the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And so forth. But sometimes surgery is the more conservative thing to do because it gives you a stopgap, a stop loss of games. Whereas rehab, and if it doesn't get better, is open-ended in the number of games that you miss.
All right. Dr. Chow, thank you so much. It's Dr. David Chow, and it's profootballdoc.com on Twitter. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Chow. So there you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.